death, said Emily Dickinson, is the stillest night. But circumstances can make that night even harder for loved ones to get through. The father of commentator Fernando Gonzalez died in Buenos Aires last month at a time of economic, political, and social breakdown.
My father died like he lived, without fuss. Technically, his heart just stopped, but I believe he died of a broken heart. I believe Argentina finally betrayed him to death. My father was 79, but still insisted in working in his small textile factory. He had come to Argentina from Spain in 1948. He reinvented himself from bureaucrat in the Spanish welfare ministry to blue-collar worker, and he ended up designing and building his own machines. They still work today. For a while, the factory was a prosperous business. But after years of decline, the go-go 90s decimated local industry. It was cheaper to import than to manufacture. It was more profitable to speculate than to make something. It was easier to know the right somebody at the right price to make the right deal than to risk capital and actually work. Overseeing all this was Argentina's corrupt administration, a pliant Congress, and a hand-picked Supreme Court. My father never understood any of that. He only knew how to work. By the end, he had just a handful of clients. The machinery was mostly tended by himself and his younger brother. After a lifetime of work, he had nothing. His savings were stolen by the Corralito, a wretched, immoral, and illegal government arrangement to save the banks by freezing all accounts. Just months before it happened, I had begged him to give me the money so I could take it out of the country for him. I saw something coming. He said it couldn't happen. He was a man of his word, and a contract is a contract. How can a bank break it? How can a government sanction it? The Spanish immigrant believed in Argentina, its laws, and its institutions. His Argentine-born son didn't. When the government seized his savings, it broke him. He saw a lifetime of beliefs mocked. All those nose to the grindstone years of work, all that faith in the law, all that wasted hope and patience. Every time I went home, I saw him decline bit by bit. His sadness draining his energy. His silence is growing longer. His resignation becoming more and more poisonous as he was lied to again and again. The day he died, he went to his factory in the morning, came back home to have lunch, and was getting ready to go out again when he just fell on the floor. That's how my mother found him. When the call came, I wasn't completely surprised. I cried, but I also consoled myself that he had a good, honorable life. He had raised a good family and was successful at what he did. But he and I know he died defeated, and that breaks my heart. That and the story my sister told me as we talked about his stubborn, willfully naive decency. When he was already dead, somewhere on the way to the funeral parlor, someone stole the money in his wallet. I thought of my dad lying there, helpless. The image haunts me. He deserved better. So many like him in Argentina deserve better. What economic program heals the sickness of the soul?
The comments of Fernando Gonzalez, who writes for The Washington Post from Miami.